In Myanmar's Karen state, rival armies met up recently in what was expected to be a major clash. But on this day, government troops and breakaway factions of the ethnic army battled for the ball in a friendly football game. In a country ravaged by more than 60 years of civil wars, organizing the match was no small task, says one of the Karen rebel commanders, Sawney Sawmia.
This event has made me proud of myself because this is not easy to see what has happened today. Every group still mistrusts each other and does not trust the Myanmar government.
Decades of fighting have created deep divisions between military authorities and many of the armed ethnic groups. Events like this are aimed at building confidence on both sides, says Karen fighter Saw Eta.
I am a Karen soldier from Battalion 737. Today we came to play football for peace. We are having fun and talk to each other like brother and sister. We are shaking each other's hands.
With the bad blood put aside for the moment, former Premier League striker Jan Oga Fjortoft joined in the game on neutral ground in Karen State as a spokesman for a Norwegian peace initiative which sponsored the event.
The great thing about football and sport is that we can reach a bit longer than the politicians, where the politicians have to go the diplomatic ways. We can just go there, play football as we did today with the different ethnic groups and have fun and talk to each other, communicate on the same level.
In the weeks since the game was played, reports of sporadic fighting in Karen State and other parts of the country have marred the peace-building process. As the August deadline for a nationwide ceasefire draws near, it appears not everyone is ready to play on the same team. Steve Sanford reporting for VOA from the Thai-Burma border.